If you've been watching the Olympics, you've no doubt seen the dazzling displays of physical agility and stamina. It can seem like the best athletes in the world are all collected in just one place. Well, not all of them. Some of the world's top athletes are stuck watching the games from home because they don't play games recognized by the Olympic Committee. So we thought we'd call up a few Americans who would have been in Beijing if only their sports were represented there. First up, we've got Todd Clever. He's the captain of the U.S. men's national rugby team, and he's in San Diego. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going well, thank you.
So, have you been watching the Olympics?
Yeah, I've been pretty much glued to my TV when I'm not out training.
So, what goes through your mind if rugby were an Olympic sport? I mean, you'd probably be there right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I meet a lot of people, and there's you know, USA rugby captain. And before the Olympics, they're like, oh, you're heading over to Beijing, having this. And, you know, it's sad to say I'm not going there. I wish it was different, but, you know, that's the way it is.
So make the case for your sport. Why should rugby be included in the Olympic Games 4 years or 8 years from now?
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to host, you know, the regular 15-man rugby. There's going to be a long qualification process, and it would take a long time to finally get a winner. But I know that they're going to be trying to get in the sevens in the Olympics in 2016.
What do you mean by the sevens?
Traditional rugby is 15-man versus 15-man, and they have another rugby where it's only 7-man versus 7-man. And it's a lot quicker, a lot faster, and you can play actually a whole tournament over a weekend. It's the Rugby World Cup was just last year, and that's the third biggest sporting event that we have coming after the Summer Olympics and the Soccer World Cup. So definitely hope, and hopefully gets all the votes that needs to qualify to be in the 2016 Olympics.
But what does rugby bring to, let's say, watching the Olympics that you wouldn't get from any other sport? Is there a specific quality to rugby that the Olympics lacks at this point?
Seems like it has everything with all the finesse, from gymnastics to, you know, swimming. Rugby kind of has a little bit of everything, from martial arts to sprinting, to agility, to teamwork, and everything. That it's a fantastic game once you get to know it and watch it a few times.
Todd Clever, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Next up is Megan Cedar. She's on a team called the Los Angeles Complexity. Megan, tell everyone what sport you play.
I actually play professional video games, and my team is basically comprised of a virtual fighting game, a virtual soccer game, a virtual racing game, and a 5-versus-5 strategy game.
What's your specialty?
Dead or Alive 4. It's a mixed martial arts fighting game.
And what makes you so good at this? I hear you're in the top 6 in the world.
Yeah, basically just practicing. When I come home from college, because I'm in college right now, I just come home, eat dinner, and then play until I go to sleep. Basically around 4 to 6 hours a day, if not more.
And is this considered a sport?
Yes, around the world it is, especially in Asia. You know, we do something at a very high level. We train for a very long time. We have a distinct mental and physical skill that not many other people have. So I would say it's an electronic sport.
Yeah, but it's also comparable to, say, archery or shooting in the Olympics. It's about
right.
Skill and training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I look on TV right now and I see table tennis, you know, air pistol, archery, and I think it's pretty comparable in physicalness to that.
Now, as I understand it, video gaming is a huge event in China. It's actually a spectator sport. Do you wish you were in Beijing right now trying to bring home the gold?
Oh, yeah. I actually have a lot of friends who have been to Beijing to do press for professional gaming, and you have people that ride their bikes 50 miles to come meet you. You know, they're treated like rock stars. So, of course, I would love to be there for the recognition of being a professional athlete, but I would also like to be there for the Olympics for sure.
Those of us who are non-athletes love to feel that there's at least a couple of sports in the Olympics that if we tried hard enough and practiced hard enough, we could make it in there ourselves.
Yeah, I'd say so. You probably have a little trouble in the beginning. You know, I've been playing professional video games for 6 years now. I would say professional video gaming, you'd only have to play for 5 or 6 years.
Only 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, just, you know, a couple of years.
Megan Cedar, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And finally, in our list of athletes stuck at home watching the Olympic Games from their couch is cricketer Steve Messiah. He's the captain of the U.S. team in the ICC World Cricket League. Good morning.
Morning.
So is it difficult to watch the Olympics, especially the opening ceremony, knowing that if they had recognized cricket, you would be there?
Absolutely. It's a little difficult. to know that cricket is probably the second largest sport after soccer, and yet it's not an Olympic sport.
Now, cricket actually was played once in the Olympics in 1900 and not since then. And I suspect one of the reasons might be is that it is a notoriously long game. It can take days and days to complete one match. And the Olympics is only 2.5 weeks. How would you ever fit cricket into the Olympics?
Well, that was traditionally that the game was played over a five-day period, which is a test match. But now the game has since changed. There's the 2020 format, meaning it's 120 balls per innings, which makes it a lot shorter. And, you know, a game could last about 3 hours. So if you're going to sell it to North America, you need something that's short. I mean, that's how baseball basically came about.
So the shorter version is about as long as a baseball game. All you need is a hot dog and some cheers in the stands, and you'll have an American sport right there.
Correct.
Now, you're originally from Guyana, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, even though you're from Guyana, you're a U.S. citizen, so I guess you dream of wearing the red, white, and blue in the Olympics.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's an honor and a privilege for you to wear the American colors. There's been one or two American borns that have represented the America team, but it's traditionally immigrants who have sort of represented this country. We understand that, you know, we're playing for the most powerful country in the world, so, you know, we do take great pride in representing this country.
Steve Messiah is the captain of the U.S. cricket team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
And thanks again to video gamer Megan Cedar and rugby player Todd Clever, three athletes who are not in Beijing right now because their sports aren't being played in the Olympics. ¶¶